Welcome to the True Me podcast with your host, Nicole M. Nicole is an experienced business person with over 25 years of corporate success. She founded True Me Coaching in 2012, and she now helps corporations and individuals around the world to achieve authentic success and lasting happiness. Nicole provides warm guidance with a genuine program designed to enlighten and inspire. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Nicole M. Welcome to the fourth podcast of the series. I want once more to thank you very much for your emails, your kind words and feedback. It makes the whole experience more meaningful for me when you let me know you are already seeing the benefits of this work. So thank you for that, and let's keep the dialogue going. Today I want to talk to you about how to create the things you want in life. And maybe we will need more episodes than just this one, but we have to start from somewhere, correct? So the first thing I want to talk to you about is the one thing you can control in your life. Do you have the answer? What is the one thing that you can always control in your life? While you think of it, let me talk a bit more to inspire you. You have probably heard about the law of attraction. The substance of this universal law is that the whole universe consists of energy, and that we attract the people, the circumstances, and experiences of our life, both empowering and disempowering, that have similar energy with the energy that we are broadcasting at any given time. In simple terms, we have the tendency to observe the things in the outer environment that reflect our inner situation. That explains why, when you are in love, you are able to observe other people that are also in love. Or, if you feel disappointed, once you are in a queue, for instance, you will start spotting out other people that seem to be feeling the same. Now, if it is best for your understanding, let's bring everything back to science. There is a part of our brain that is called the reticular activating system, or RAS. Imagine that it is like a button on a radio, which you move around to get the frequency of the station that you are interested in listening to. RAS filters the billions of random info bytes available at any second and focus only on the tiny fraction of those that are relevant to what you have put your attention on. What you see, what you focus on, and what you experience when you see the world is not predetermined. It is created by your own visual focus as you observe it. Why am I saying all of this? Well, if you really get this piece of information, you can change your life. Because whilst it is true that you have very little or no control over the happenings of the world, you have full and total control over your points of focus. I suggest you do the following exercise. Next time you are ready to go somewhere, for instance, to a business meeting or a shopping mall, ask yourself, what would you like to experience within the plethora of experiences that are available to you? Do you want to have fun? To connect with other people? To learn or to see something new? As soon as you decide what you want, you have to recognize your brain's capacity to filter out any other experiences, except from those that are relevant to what you have chosen. Following that, give yourself permission to be open to anything that attracts your attention naturally. In other words, as soon as you decide what you want, forget about it. You do not need to do anything else. Your brain will take care of the rest. Although I'm going to talk about it in length in a future podcast, I want you to keep in your mind that we live in a world of polarity that is comprised by opposite forces, like dark and light, emptiness and fulfillment, abundance and lack. Thus, it is possible that you are tuned to pay attention or to get information that is the absolute opposite of the experience you wish to live. But never mind. You can use even those pieces of info to align more strongly with your desires. Let me use an example. If, for instance, you want to focus on abundant living, but as some outing you observe a homeless person asking for money, you might use, at that precise moment, this info to recognize that there are two sides on a coin. You can allow yourself to change your focus from the experience of abundance to the experience of fear of deprivation, with all the disruptive and unwanted results it might have. Or you may use it to enhance the experience of abundance, expressing at that very moment enormous gratitude for all the things you already have in your life. The choice is yours. So, you now have been given the key. Whatever you see, relate it in a positive way to your chosen object of focus, and you will continue to attract more of what you really desire. So, go on and ask yourself right now, am I living with purpose or hiding in fear? That is a critical question, because when you dare to answer it honestly and firmly, you are deciding about the rest of your life. And it is okay, whatever the decision might be, as long as it is a conscious one. Let's give an example from everyday life. You might feel you don't belong in your job. Sure, it puts food on the table and keeps a roof over your head. And with the economy the way it is, you should probably feel grateful for having a job at all. But you wonder, could you find another job where you will be able to deploy your talents and even discover new ones? Could you get up every morning and actually be paid well to do what you absolutely love? Or could you make it on your own? Could you take the leap and be your own boss? A part of you thinks you could do any of the above. A part of you thinks you will be great at it. A part of you believes that doing anything less would be a waste of your life. But that's the problem. It's only a part. The rest of you thinks that quitting your job is not an option. It worries about looking like a loser, being homeless, or ruining your child's life. Be rational and realistic, it says. Who are you to want so much? Just be happy with what you've got. And so, you end up in knots, tossing and turning at 4 o'clock in the morning as the two sides battle within you. Which one is telling the truth? Which one is lying? You just can't tell, and the uncertainty of it is driving you crazy. How do I know? Well, I know because I have been there. I have always been the financial provider in my family, providing support to live what others will consider to be a great life, usually in material terms. But one day, about 16 years ago, I knew I wanted more. I had been noticing that what I loved most about my work as a corporate person was working with other people, coaching, mentoring, and supporting them in doing their best work. This is what made me tick. This is what still makes me tick. But at that time, I was in a bad place myself, and I needed time to realize what it meant to me to change my life and pursue my newly found purpose. And yes, it took me 6 years to make the leap. 6 years to get rid of inhibitions, fears, and excuses before I finally decided that for my life to be worth it, at least in my eyes, I needed to guide myself to a different reality. And this is how my personal coaching business was born. You might think, with no guarantees, I should have stayed at my previous job. Right, especially as little people were depending on me. But I couldn't. There was an inner voice telling me to move on. It was not easy. If I say to you it was, I would be lying. Nevertheless, I launched my career with full devotion and perseverance, studying, writing, studying some more, that I believe will never end, preparing myself for years and feeling nothing but deep, immense gratitude for the gift I was giving to myself. And when I started helping other people and receiving feedback of the effective support I was providing, I knew it was all worth it and that I was on the right path. Now, that phase of my life is over, and pondering back, I realize that, quite frankly, it is painful to feel like your dreams are drifting away because you have got a family to support. If you are a very responsible person, supporting and helping others all of the time, then you may try to convince yourself that your dreams really aren't worth the risk. Until you see your life for what it really is, an opportunity for joy, contribution, and growth. You have to get to that point where you believe that you will regret a risk you don't take more than any loss you could suffer. And then your journey to freedom and purpose will begin. So, if we all have the potential to follow our hearts and do our thing, why does it have to be so hard to the point that it is discouraging? That happens because your subconscious mind wants to keep you safe. That is the only thing that matters to it, that you continue to breathe, even if you feel that your life is less than you will wish for. For that subconscious mind, your survival is the only thing that counts, and your dreams are nothing more than a dangerous distraction. But that doesn't mean you have to believe it. The truth is that it is just another voice inside your head. You can view it as a trusted advisor who wants you to think about the risks involved before you do anything unconventional. It's prudent to listen to that voice, but you are by no means obligated to obey it. In fact, challenging it on a regular basis is probably one of the best things you can do. In the dialogue you will establish with yourself, you really need to express what is it that you will do, and most importantly, why. From those whys, it will come out that if you're happy, everybody else will be happy. Because if your levels of energy are higher, you feel more energized, you can do much more, and then you can offer much more, so the people around you also benefit from it. Your family, your neighbor, the world. Now, I want to take a brief pause to tell you about one thing that I found eye-opening and world-changing. It was at least for me. I want to talk about three specific experiences that are our birthright. Esther and Jerry Higgins say in their book, Ask and It Is Given, "The objective of your life is joy. The basis of your life is freedom. The result of your life is growth." Let's examine that sentence. The objective of your life is joy. That means that the reason you are here is to experience joy in every situation. And hopefully, you are enjoying now whatever you are doing. You are enjoying being with your partner, with your kids, at your work, etc. Life is supposed to be fun. Did you know that? I certainly did not. And because of my obliviousness, I had not included that ingredient in the recipe of my life. However, getting that thought and accepting it is life-changing. So, I'm saying this again. The purpose of our lives, it is not to struggle. It is about being light-hearted, carefree, joyful, playful. That is the whole objective. And life becomes so awesome when you understand that and apply it in your life. The second phrase says, the basis of life is freedom. Freedom is definitely one of the biggest gifts a man possesses. And when we lose it, the restriction that it represents is unbearable, as it deprives us from experiencing life to the fullest. Nevertheless, this gift comes with great responsibility, because we can choose whatever we want. We can choose bondage, and we can choose freedom. We always have the choice. We always have the freedom to choose. The universe is about freedom. We can choose the freedom of non-resistance, for instance, or we can choose the bondage of having resistance. I mean, fear, doubt, those type of things. You can choose if you want to experience life to the fullest or live in the small frame that our upbringing in society has put around us. Think about this. The one reason things are not always good in our life is because we are choosing to expect that difficult moments will come. But you can choose to see everything differently. Okay, let's go now to the last point. The result of our life is growth. This is huge, right? And we have all experienced it. Whenever you're putting your attention into something happening in your life, you will make a comment like, "Oh, this is something I do not like." Or you will say, "Yeah, this is something I like." You get more and more clarity through your experiences, and that is where you grow, where you expand. Every time that you are asking for something verbally or non-verbally, even if you're just in your own head, showing a preference or not, the inner being within you is already expanded. It already has the experience, the knowledge of what is wanted. And it is the nature of the universe to expand and expand. And your inner being is going to expand as well with every experience. So you understand that you are never going to get everything done, so that one day you will say, "I have all the knowledge I want. I have conquered everything. There is nothing I want in my life ever again." No, that is silly. It cannot happen. Not in this lifetime. We are creative beings, always growing and expanding. The beauty in being in that extension and growth is saying, "This is where I am, and I can see what I want from this place I am now." So, for example, each of you right now, you are in a place where you are becoming more expanded. You are starting to do the tasks I give you. You are looking at the future and saying, "I want this or that." What you want is out there and you're moving towards it. It is out there and it is something that for sure you're going to attain. Allow yourself to be in joy and freedom and expansion in this whole process. Enjoy the journey because that day is certainly going to come. But if you are resisting and feeling like, "Oh, I'm never going to get there," or even if you are like, "I want to be the best I can right this moment," well, you are in resistance. You are pushing and contrasting. Just check the feelings that these thoughts bring you, and you will get what I'm saying here. You must allow yourself to expand and to do it at its own pace, knowing that you are always going to be expanding. Whatever journey you are taking, you are always learning and getting there, and then you get a new journey and you are learning and getting there. So, whatever you are creating, anything, you are always going to be in a place where you say, "This is where I am and this is where I want to go." Try to do it consciously, as much as you can. In that way, you will be able to move things forward with a specific intent in mind. Now, I want to mention something here. It is okay to desire to have more in life. A lot of people talk about the ego and say that the ego is bad and wanting things is bad. But we do not speak of the ego like that here. The nature of who we are is wanting things, wanting to expand, wanting to grow, and that is different than wishfulness. Because the latter is not coming from a place of appreciation, mindfulness, and gratitude. But wanting things, wanting to grow, it belongs in the space you are right now. Your inner being always wants to expand. And when you are connected to your higher self, you always want more. More love, more freedom, more experiences, because that is the nature of being, And as you expand, everyone else around you and the universe itself expands. Everything expands. So you are expanding yourself and you are expanding your universe because of the work you are doing in these podcasts. So what can you do to support yourself to keep expanding? Establish a dialogue with yourself. Engage with your inner self in a powerful conversation, asking the questions that makes you feel uncomfortable, that you are afraid to ask, because they can lead you to a different, higher path. One beautiful thing to question yourself and ponder upon is, what would you ask God right now? Answer the very first thing that comes to mind. This will give you a very good indication of where you find yourself at this moment, in terms of living a life of fulfillment. Other questions you could ask are, am I living the life of my desires? How much time have I truly invested in creating that life? What is that I need to change in myself to start moving with joy and freedom towards my desire? Am I ready to do what it takes to get there? What is the first step I could take right now to change what is not working for me anymore? What is the second step? And the third? So, going back to our discussion of today, here is what I am suggesting you do this week. Engage yourself in a productive dialogue with yourself, and I promise you, you will receive good answers. In fact, you know you are asking a good question by the quality of your answer. If you don't like the answer, change the question. The point is to free up the voice of your passion and determination and tone down the voice of your fears. Look in the face at what you are most afraid of and decide which one is going to win, it or your desires. Even if your fear is terrifying, it is never a good reason to abandon your dreams. You should acknowledge that there is always something you could do to make it better, right? Just plan for ways to deal with it. Give yourself the time you need and remember, it is just a possibility. How can you do that? Think in full honesty of your worst case scenario. Do not let it be an abstract threat. Make it concrete and founded upon arguments. And whilst doing it, ask yourself, when you will be able to face it? In 2 months, 6 months, a year or two. And once you have done it, it is time to concentrate and focus your efforts in the other possibilities that exist. Yes, what I mean is that you should move yourself from your negative thoughts to your positive ones, and you can use the exercise that you learned from last time to support yourself to do it. Move into those thoughts that bear the fruit of your passion, of your joy, of your fulfillment. When you are done with that, you can synthesize them and create a best case scenario. So, what is your best case scenario? Spend some time writing about it, picturing it in full color. Get excited, allow the mere thought of it to lift you up. Marinate as much as you want in that vision of yourself. That thing that you want so much that you burst into tears of happiness. And then, also plan for it. Define one or two things that you can do immediately to move towards what you really want. Sometimes people ask me how much they should write. My answer to them is as much as you want. Having said that though, I have noticed that the more a person writes, the more he or she is getting into the energy that will take them to where they want to be. So give time to yourself and enjoy the process. The good news is that you are on your path for a reason. Please try not to forget that. You are on your path for a reason. It might not be very obvious to you right now, but you will get it eventually. Believe me, the world doesn't need more people waiting at the end of the day to numb themselves with alcohol or TV or shopping. The world needs more people ready to take a risk and try to make themselves happy. We need you to fulfill your purpose and become truly alive. So challenge those voices of reason inside your head. Plan for how you are going to get out of your worst case scenario and how you are going to conquer your best case scenario. And no matter what, never stop believing in yourself and loving yourself enough to pursue it, because regardless of what anyone says, you can live the life of your dreams. That is all for today's show. I hope you have found it useful. Spend some time and do the exercises I have talked about today. Answer the questions and, if you wish, send to me your answers to nicole@trueme.co with your comments. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to the True Me podcast. For more information on Nicole and True Me coaching, head to trueme.co. If you would like to request a personal or corporate session, you can send an email to nicole@trueme.co anytime.